It's the, amazingly enough, the 15th anniversary of the Schultz Museum in Santa Rosa. And very happy to have on the KSRO live line with us this morning, Jeannie Schultz. Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning.
You know, you are really one of the first ladies of Sonoma County, not just your efforts with regard to the museum itself, but many of your philanthropic efforts and really your hands in so many of the great pies of Sonoma County. So thanks for that.
Well, thank you, Pat. I ride on broad shoulders.
Yes, there are shoulders in your vicinity for sure. Now, 15 years ago, what was the initial thought that came before the Schultz Museum came to be?
Well, of course, the initial thoughts came a few years before that.
Right.
But it was simply, and it just sounds silly, but it was just a place so people could see the original comic strips, because nobody sees them in that size. They see them in a, I think it's a 2x7.
Yeah, it's very small.
Sure. So you can't appreciate the art. You don't take time. I mean, it's a 2 or 3 or 4 at the most second look. That's it. It's gone. So this way people can really look at them, appreciate them, and it's a totally different experience.
Now, you guys are obviously celebrating a very nice anniversary, but so I believe is Snoopy, who had a birthday August 10th.
Well, that's right. Snoopy's a mystery dog because he seems to have a couple of different anniversaries, because Sparky put his birthday in the paper once, and then he forgot, and he put it in again another time.
Boy, that happens to the best of us.
Yeah, there's this very funny thing that goes on among Snoopy lovers. But I think to eliminate all of that, we've settled on the 10th.
The 10th of August. How old is Snoopy now?
Very.
Very. Okay, that works for me. Works for me. Well, Jeannie, obviously, you know, we all know about your late husband, Charles Schultz, and the kind of notoriety that he gained all over the world because of the Peanuts strip. When did you two first become entrenched in Sonoma County and Santa Rosa?
Well, Sparky moved to Sebastopol in 1958.
Mm-hmm.
I moved here in 1962. And, of course, he built the ice arena in 1969. It opened, he and his first wife, Joyce. And I think that when he was in Sebastopol, a few people discovered him there, but I don't think the rest of Sonoma County even really knew he existed. But once the ice arena was built, and he used to sit in the ice arena and have his meals, then people began to recognize him.
Boy, they sure did. He became a mainstay and, you know, one that is missed to this very day. And so how great is it that not only is the Schultz Museum celebrating an anniversary, but also that the ice skating rink is up and running and doing great after all these years.
Well, the ice arena we had over 1,000 people here for the hockey tournament in July. And right now going on is the National Skating Showcase with top competitors from in show skating, not Olympic skating, but mm-hmm. in show skating, over 500 people skating, and all their coaches and parents and husbands and so forth. So it's wonderful, and I haven't had a chance to get there.
You know, you've called this a mecca for the Peanuts fans. And when I went, I was struck by how, of course, there's lots of memorabilia and stuff, but it almost feels like an art gallery as well.
It does.
Yes. Oh, I'm glad, because that's what we want. We want people to see the art in the comic strips, but we also want people to just feel the beautiful surroundings of each exhibition and how artistic and entertaining it is.
You know, a lot of people, Jeannie, think, you know, the Schultz Museum, I haven't been there yet. I really should take my kids. But the fact of the matter is that, I mean, I was absolutely delighted by my first visit to the Schultz Museum. And I was beyond the kid category at this point. So it really is, you know, one of those jewels in Sonoma County that some of us take for granted, but that everybody of all ages should go to.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, under eight, yes, there is the drawing room where they can draw, and kids love that. You know, watching kids in there, I think they don't have enough time to just sit down and put something in their hands and draw on a piece of white paper. It's amazing how therapeutic that is and how kids love it, even with all the stuff they have in their hands.
Access to, right.
But the sweet spot is really eight and above, when they can read, and then they can really, really enjoy it more.
What is the best part about being Jeannie Schultz?
Oh, I think, let's see, you know, that's a hard question. I guess being able to do some things that I like to do, and one of the things that I like to do is run a good organization. You know, when I have the ability to not run the museum the way I want to, but to run the museum the way I want to.
Yeah.
I mean, we have experts there. I listen to them, but I get to be a part of it. I'm a real part of it. If I say I think that this sort of tone represents Sparky better, people listen to me. That's pretty heady stuff in a world where nobody wants to listen to you.
Well, not just your husband, of course, the beloved Charles Schultz, but you are a jewel in our crown, Jeannie. Thank you so much for being with us this morning, and happy anniversary.
Yes, well, and I hope people will come and enjoy our big cartoon fest on Saturday. We're having cartoonists from 11 o'clock in the morning until 3 in the afternoon signing autographs, showing their works, and then Jeff Smith, of course, who is famous for Bone, and in the cartoon world, he's sort of a rock star.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. So that's tomorrow in celebration of the 15th anniversary of the Schultz Museum. Jeannie, thank you again for being on the program. We sure appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Pat.
That is Jeannie Schultz, and she is talking about the celebration of that 15th anniversary. It takes place tomorrow at the Schultz Museum in Santa Rosa.